You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And I said, "Hear, you heads of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? You who hate the good and love the evil, who tear the skin from off my people and their flesh from off their bones, who eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them and break their bones in pieces and chop them up like meat in a pot, like flesh in a cauldron. Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time because they have made their deeds evil. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who lead my people astray, who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore it shall be night to you without vision and darkness to you without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets and the day shall be black over them. The seers shall be disgraced and the diviners put to shame. They shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin." Here ends the reading. While our readings from Luke's Gospel during the daily lectionary deserve our attention in these devotions, the readings from Micah are also worthy of mention. Micah and Isaiah lived at the same time and were called to deliver a similar message. No wonder, as Israel and Judah were in a time of great idolatry and disobedience. The word of the Lord through both prophets was that of warning, judgment, and exhortation. The first several chapters of the book of the prophet Micah foretell doom and gloom as a punishment for their abandonment of the one true Lord God. Our passage today proclaims judgment against wicked rulers and prophets who hate the good and love the evil. Micah says, "They will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time because they have made their deeds evil." Like Isaiah, however, Micah also prophesies a time of hope and restoration. He announces from the Lord, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, and they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace." Micah 5:2-5. For now Micah is filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord declaring to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. He's calling the people of Israel and Judah and their leaders and prophets to account, calling them to repent of their disobedience and evil. There would come a time when the Lord God would send a faithful and true shepherd, but first, there is to be repentance and return to the Lord. Martin Luther wrote of the ministry of Micah, "So too, we now have to rebuke, denounce, comfort, and preach, and then say, even though all is lost, Christ will yet come at the last day and help us." Let's pray. O God, give me strength to love the good and hate evil. For Jesus' sake, amen. A suggested Lenten response for today: say a prayer for church leaders that they are filled with the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.